Holly, you got to have something to say, don't you?
I can start crying. Well, all you have to do, Dick, is you don't know this, but you don't know how often my husband and I, and I know Todd's probably listening right now, my husband and I are sitting around on a Saturday night. You start crying. And I talk about you because... Gosh, I didn't want to get emotional. I am so lucky to work with you, and I respect you so immensely that, Kay, you are KIOA, and I don't know anybody else who can say that. And whenever I start thinking, well, I do the morning show. I've been here 18 years. You know, I will never get too big for my britches because I will never live up to you. Yeah. And you are it. You're an icon, and I'll never know anybody like you. And I just think you are the absolute greatest. I mean that with all my heart. Ask anybody.
You know,
when I go out talking, they'll say, what's Dink Young's like? They'll be like, he's awesome. I really mean that.
Everybody,
you are just wonderful.
Everybody in radio wants to work at a heritage radio station. Yes. And to say that they worked with people who were part of that heritage. And so we can all say that. So
yeah, we're so lucky.
Nice thing to put on our resumes.
Mm-hmm. And when I travel, and this was the big radio station in the 60s and 70s, border to border. It was as big as any legendary AM Top 40. And Dick was a big part of that. And you're right. We all wish to be a part of a radio station like that. And we're lucky that we do. And I never get tired of hearing when I travel, just like on the cruise I mentioned earlier, a guy that hasn't lived here in years, grew up in Newton, now lives in Rapid City. He saw the KIOA t-shirt, came up, and he wanted to know if you were still here. You made an impression. And he hasn't lived here in years. And that's a common story. And then the people that come back at the Iowa State Fair every year, people that have moved out of our coverage area or moved out of state, they come back, they want to know if you're still here. Still here. He's sitting right over there.
Everybody, anytime Polly and I go out, I know it's the same with you, where we're out doing a broadcast somewhere. How's Youngsy doing? What's up with Youngsy? I went to high school with Youngsy. Oh, I played football. People always ask about you.
Is Youngsy taking care of himself?
Yeah.
So keep taking care of yourself.
That's right.
Yeah, we kick his... Yeah, if he doesn't, so... Right.
Youngsy, what do you have to say? You got something to say? Anything you want to say before we wrap it up here?
Well, this has been a marvelous day, and you can ask my wife and my brother. I was really nervous about coming in here. We drove around Des Moines for a half hour so we could be here right at 1:45, you know? And I'm thinking, I'm nervous. I'm telling you, I'm nervous. I mean, and then all this has been put together for me, and, you know, and... Hey, I'm just a radio announcer. You know, I'm doing a job, and luckily I've touched a lot of people, and they've touched me, you know? But all in all, and you hear this from the football players and the baseball players and everything, it was my team that blocked for me. Well, today you guys blocked for me, I tell you what. And I don't know how I'm going to thank each and every person in this building, but I love every one of them.